The other day, we had a picking party here among legends of bluegrass and folk music.
Ricky?
Yes, sir?
We might be a Ted Sharp. You on tune with his guitar?
Ricky Skaggs on mandolin, Doc Watson on guitar, and Earl Scruggs on banjo.
If I'm sharp or something, don't be afraid to tell me about it.
The three musicians have come together as the Three Pickers. There's a new live album and DVD from their concert together last winter in North Carolina. They came by our studios to talk some and play some more.
I left my sweet love behind at home. She's standing in the door. She threw her little arms around my neck, saying, sweet daddy, please don't go.
The album features old-time songs, songs from the Carter family and the Monroe brothers, songs that have something to say, as Doc Watson puts it.
Watch it now.
Now it's where did you get them high-heel shoes, the dress that you wear so fine? I got my shoes from a railroad man, got my dress from a driver in the mine. There went my deals. Don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down, baby. Don't let your deal go down. For my last $2 gold.
Doc Watson on lead vocals is 80 now. Earl Scruggs is 79. Ricky Skaggs, singing harmony, is 49. He plays an old Gibson mandolin.
It's the same age as Doc.
80 years old.
80 years old. Oh. He's sounding great, and there's a lot of years left in him.
It's a he.
Yeah, it's a he. I mean, it's pretty like a she. I think the mandolin, the F5 style mandolin, is like the most beautiful instrument ever created.
It
it's
is
just
a
so gorgeous.
Thing.
Hmm. Earl Scruggs, tell us about your banjo.
Well, it's originally a Granada Gibson. I've been playing it since back in the 40s, I guess. It's just an old hand-me-down. I say hand-me-down. It was an old banjo when I got it, and I still use it today.
Well, that's just got to feel like an old friend every time you pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about playing the same instrument when you take it out of the case, it's going to feel, I think it's the feel a lot as much as the sound that you get out of the instrument. So it feels the same way. So I'm comfortable when I take this banjo out.
Sure. And Doc Watson, tell us about your guitar.
Well, this guitar was given to me at the end of 1990 as a retirement present, but I'm still here.
It was good luck.
You ain't going to retire.
It's not that, it's not really that old, but it's my favorite guitar that I've ever owned.
Why is that?
Well, it plays sweet. It sounds good. It's not loud in volume. I love a good instrument, one that will talk to me if it's soft and not really powerful. If it's true and has a good balanced tone, and this one happened to have that.
Well, let's take a listen to one of these songs that leads off the new CD. It's called Feast Here Tonight. Doc Watson, what's going on with the harmonies here? What should we be listening for?
Well, I'll sing the lead, and Ricky will be doing the harmonies, and when he does harmony singing, it's good.
Yeah, boy.
Now, that's all I can say about that.
What's good about this song is another great thing to listen for is Doc's rhythm guitar playing behind the mandolin is very, very Charlie Monroe. I mean, it is right out of the Charlie Monroe book of rhythm guitar playing.
Except he played with his thumb.
Yeah, those great, those little bass runs that he would do. And it's just so unique, you know, and so much a part of the rhythm of that music. And it's great to be able to honor those great elders that really started the music off.
Well, here's Feast Here Tonight.
I'll get me a briar and twist in his hair, and that way I'll get him my nose. place to lie down. Have a feast here tonight while the moon's shining bright. Find myself a place to lie down. I'm going down the track with a coat to cut my back. Soles on my shoes are nearly gone. Just a little ways ahead, there's an old farmer's shed, and that's where I'll rest my weary bones.
Weary bones,
weary bones,
weary bones.
Your lazy bones.
Yeah.
That's where I'll rest my weary bones. Half these days ahead, there's an old farmer's shed, and that's where I'll rest my weary bones.
That's got it.
Yep.
Doc, I wanted to ask you about your guitar playing, because there's a sound that you get from the guitar. I can't put my finger on what it is, but it's a big, round, solid sound that's unmistakable.
One of the things is where you hit the strings, and the other thing is the way you hold your pick.
And the whole answer to that, it's Doc Watson.
How do you explain it? What do you think it is?
I don't know. If I did, I'd do it myself. But he just cut out to be a guitar player out of
the same thing. Could be said, though, for Earl. You know, everyone tried to make their banjo sound like Earl, and Earl's just got this tone. And no one that I've ever heard really has his tone exactly down. And it's just it's a God-given gift. You know, we all love that and wish, you know, we can play their songs, but we can't make it sound exactly like them.
Early on, Earl Scruggs, when you were revolutionizing banjo in the way you were playing with a three-finger style, became known as the Scruggs style, were you aware of the fact that you were basically transforming the instrument, transforming that kind of music?
Not really. I was too close to it to realize what was going on. You know, I went to Nashville, and I didn't know how the banjo would be accepted. George D. Hay, the solemn old judge who started the Grand Ole Opry, he was very old-time oriented with his way of thinking. He liked like the Possum Hunters and that real old-time stuff. Anyway, as luck would have it, Judge Hay liked the banjo, so he'd always put me on, here's Earl Scruggs with his fancy five-string banjo. So I was blessed with that. So when Judge Hay said, approved your music,
oh,
boy, you got a big,
yeah.
big star up on your page
yeah,
for that.
Yeah. That's right.
Doc Watson, I know you and Earl Scruggs have known each other for decades now.
For a long time. Earl's been a pretty good old friend for quite a few years. Every time I think about him, I smile.
I believe it's going to last now.
I believe it will, good buddy. I think. First time I heard Earl play, he was with Bill Monroe's Tent Show, and he and I both were pretty young then.
Yeah. What'd we come through, Boone or something?
Yes, it was at Boone, Earl. And I got to come backstage, and me and you picked a few.
Yeah.
And what did you think when you first heard him play?
I thought he was the best banjo player that God ever let get born.
He was.
Well, boys, I'm enjoying this conversation, but I'd like to hear you pick and sing one, Doc. What you got up your sleeve?
Ricky, let's do that in What Is Home Without Love.
That'd be a dandy.
Home without love. passed by a cottage so neat. He stopped and looked in the window, and he saw there a picture so sweet. A husband, a wife, and a baby, just hugging and kissing too. He stepped aside, his tears to hide, and from his lips came these words: what is a home without a baby? Just a love and a tease and a door. And what is a home without a sweet wife to kiss you each night at the door? What is a home without sunshine to spread its bright rays from above? You may have wealth and its pleasures, but what is a home without love?
Duck Watson, Earl Scruggs, and Ricky Skaggs, thanks so much for coming in.
We have enjoyed it immensely.
Yeah, boy.
We really enjoyed have. It. Hope we can do this soon again.
Maybe we can. Something else will happen sometime, and we'll all get together again, I bet you.
Oh, sure.